Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe, Lee, maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all for Iran to try to kill Trump.
Yeah.
Because he says this morning, this is just breaking, he's in no mood to negotiate. Trying to kill a man and failing will have that effect on him. Folks, let me bottom line this for you. I'm really confused by some folks on our side, okay? Let me just make this really real. The Democrat Party merged with Iran. The Democrat Party built the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. One pallet of cash at a time. 700 billion dollars. I'm sorry, $700 million was the first pallet. But Obama lied. It was actually $1.3 trillion. He'd later admit it was $1.7. It was only the first tranche in unmarked bills. The Democrat Party built this terror regime brick by brick and dollar by dollar. And when they are in office, Iran and the Democrat Party are allies. And it has escalated to the point where Iran feels comfortable trying to assassinate Republican candidates on our own soil. I'm just letting that sink in, okay? This is where we are. We have three of their assassins right now in prison, awaiting trial. Three. The last one tried to flee the country the day before Butler. There are 365 days in a year. What are the odds? So, do we want to live in a country where Iran tries to assassinate future GOP candidates? And if they happen to survive till election day, turn their head at the right time, whatever, then we get to have another GOP president. But if not, oh well. If you want to live in that country, fine. You go join Thomas Massie and Tucker Carlson and whatever moron is opposing this. I don't know what more they have to do. This is not Iraq. Not Iraq. And when you watch Iran try to assassinate Donald Trump, they will do it with every future GOP candidate. It will become an entitlement. And the Democrats do not even put sanctions on them. What are we going to just have GOP candidates campaign from a bunker? Are we going to go ahead and end this? I am fit to be tired. I am sick and tired of this. Thomas Massie's lost his damn mind. I don't know how much more we need to understand, Lee, that we are at war with Iran and China. But this is helpful, okay? Let's go back and do this because I'm going to set this up so that Americans can see where we are. Let's go back to April 18th, 2025. Bill Gertz, Washington Times. We find out China is providing the satellite data being used to identify and target U.S. ships, cargo, and naval in the Red Sea for missile strikes to the Houthis. Iran supplies the missiles and the top-notch high-tech warfare, you know, drones, that kind of thing. China does the targeting. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's we're fine. No, it's good. It's, just go ahead, hit us again. What are you thinking? Iran and China had become so comfortable, because they're both allies of the United States when Democrats are in power, Lee, had become so comfortable with targeting our Navy and our ships 319 times. Some of those were British ships, but some of that's our cargo. It goes back and forth. Quote, this is Blaine Holt, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General. He's speaking to Gatestone, their reporter, Gordon Chang. Quote, we have to stop China before they sink an American ship. Was China going to do that? No. They were helping the Houthis do it. Houthis, Iran, China, they were already making war on us in the Red Sea. That is a 20% of the world's trade goes through there. We're not in war with Iran. We don't want a war. We are at war with Iran. Damn it. Why is this so hard? Look, I get it, y'all. I get it. I understand. I understand there's 15, 20% of this audience. You're sick and tired of being lied to. You're sick and tired of Middle Eastern wars for profit. I get it. I'm one of you. I don't want to go with war with Russia. I think it's a waste of time. We should be mining their rare earth minerals, which we desperately need, and prying them away from China. But folks, this is the real deal. This is the first time in 20 years. This is the real deal. This is war. This is what is war by China, by the Houthis, by Iran, and by the proxies. It is not okay to try to kill an American president on our soil. It is not okay, and we cannot live this way. Well, I'd love to go out on the campaign trail today, but I'm a Republican, so I'm going to have to stay in the bunker so Iran doesn't kill me. Not, that doesn't work, okay? Does not work. All right. I got that off my chest, Lee. I feel much better.
No good. Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, it's disappointing that you have got so many people that generally look at the world from our, you know, paradigm, and they just can't see it that way or refuse to see it that way.
And again, I get it. The U.S., our citizenry, so jaded from the lies.
Yeah, by Democrats and Republicans.
And Republicans, both, yes. And Bush regime, Rumsfeld, all of them.
And incorrect things, or things that turned out to be incorrect at times, even though I think that some people had the best intentions. I still think we got some things not quite right. But at any rate, there's—and you're not even getting into the situation where we are at a pivotal point in history here where a central existential threat to world peace could be eliminated. One piece of that puzzle could be taken out.
Yeah.
And it is the destruction of that Iranian nuclear facility underneath that mountain that only the United States, with only our Air Force and only our massive bomb ordnance, can take out. And that's the decision that has to be made. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. But that's the decision that has to be made because Israel cannot do that. They have done a fantastic job of defending their country and going after Iran, which is definitely, without question, an existential threat to its existence, period. But, you know, we're at a pivotal point here. And whether or not Iran is allowed to have any nuclear capability from here on out is the pivotal point in history here.
It is. And if we do not grab this opportunity that you are describing, Lee, we will regret it. We will regret it. It is a hop, skip, and a jump from 60% enrichment to 90. And again,
this will be much worse than Bill Clinton not taking the kill shot on Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Who had the opportunity.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the Houthis and you see them in partnership with China, they're already doing the targeting. We know it. The next phase is going to be they're going to have nuclear fissile material. They're going to have dirty bombs. They're going to have tipped missiles. You do not need a full-on nuclear weapon to take down the world economy, to do major, major damage. We have seen Iran proliferate to Hezbollah, to Hamas. We have seen what that looked like. Except now, the Houthis on the hang gliders, the Hamas on the hang gliders, they're going to go right over that bollard wall, and they are going to have all, they're going to have rocket launchers. They're going to have everything tipped with nuclear fissile material. This cannot happen. And again, the idea, oh, they won't hit us. They already did 319 strikes. Look it up on Grok. Biden responded to three. They have already sunk three ships. They took four crew members hostage and killed them. Why? They're Muslim. Crew wasn't. It is traditional piracy. The Democrat Party loved it. That's why there wasn't a single sanction, no matter how many times they hit us. Understand, folks. This is why this morning, Democrats are trying to save Iran. Iran is their ally. When Democrats are in power, Iran is America's ally as they hit us, as they fire on our troops. Democrats take Iran's side. When Iran tries to kill Trump, they roll out the carpet, the red carpet, a week later for the president of Iran. If I was the president, I'd have said, sure, here, no, totally come to the UN meeting, totally. And I'd have slapped handcuffs on him so fast the second he hit U.S. soil. Because you just tried to kill the opposition president. We can't live this way. So look, if Thomas Massie wants to spend the rest of his time in an armored tank riding around, not trying not to die, fine. I don't want to live in that country. I don't want to live in it. So we need to finish it, okay? No more talking, no more silly stuff. And Trump looks like he's fit to be tied because Lee, as recently as last night, the Iranians are like asking Trump to end all of this, but they want to keep their nukes. Shouldn't have tried to kill him, guys. Shouldn't have tried to kill him. And you did. Netanyahu's right about that. We've got the assassins again in custody. I mean, what more do we need? How far is it okay for the Democrats in Iran to go? That is the question we need to ask. We never had anything like this from Iraq. Not even close.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Trump has returned from the G7 to be able to sit in the Situation Room. To prepare for what is coming. Second aircraft carrier has been dispatched. And that's where we are this morning. Here we go.
I told them to do the deal. They should have done the deal. Their cities have been blood, their bases have lost a lot of people. They should have done the deal. I told them, do the deal. So I don't know. I'm not too much in the mood to negotiate.
President Trump speaking to reporters just moments ago. This says Israel has ordered all civilians to evacuate Tehran. President Trump also telling everyone to leave the city immediately. And right now, the White House is reportedly working on setting up a meeting with U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and his Iranian counterpart.
Okay, so last night, cryptic message from Trump. Evacuate Tehran now. Iran should have signed the deal. I told them to sign. What a shame. What a waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Trump wrote on Truth Social, everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. That was followed up at about 1:15 a.m. this morning with another Truth Social post from Donald Trump. Publicity-seeking president of France, Emmanuel Macron, mistakenly said, I left the G7 summit in Canada to go back to D.C. to work on a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Wrong. He has no idea why I am now on my way to Washington, but it certainly has nothing to do with a ceasefire. Much bigger than that, whether purposely or not, Emmanuel always gets it wrong. Stay tuned. Okay. Meanwhile, Democrats are moving to save their ally, Iran. We live in this bizarre situation in America now where we have, between the two parties, two separate Americas, one Republican, one Democrat, each with its own allies and enemies. And when Democrats are in office, they are allied with Iran, and Iran tries to kill GOP candidates. That's where we are. And Democrats turn their head and roll out the red carpet for the president of Iran and put no sanctions on. Let me remind you of where we are. This is Trump. Last fall.
And I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement. They won't make that statement.
And that is because the Democrats built Iran brick by brick, pallet of cash by pallet of cash. They are allied and Iran gets it. And that is why, though, even though Biden was president, the Ayatollah Khomeini, who I hope is dead by noon, the Ayatollah Khomeini personally, during the Biden administration, tweeted on his Twitter account a fatwa, a death sentence for Trump, calling all followers to kill him. And everyone around him, not Biden. He's never threatened to kill Biden. Weird, right? Threatened to kill anyone around Biden? No. They're allies. Do you want to live in a country where the GOP president candidate has to campaign from a bunker because Iran is trying to kill him and the Democrats are wink, wink, nod, nod. They think it's cute because that's the country I lived in this fall. Trump knows it. You just heard it from him. When you threaten personally as the Ayatollah to take out a person and then you send not one, not two, but three people to do it, that is an act of war. And I get it. People think, oh, this is Iraq. No, this is not Iraq. Not even close. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is advancing quickly, and I just lost the text I was going to read. Here we go. Preach, Tara. I think Grandpa Paul, like Rand Paul, and Thomas Massey. Oh, sorry. Keeps advancing. are nothing but bloviators, and God only knows what is messed up in Tucker Carlson's mind. Maybe the only difference between you and me is I don't know which side I'm on, but I am on the side of logic. In fact, as I think you are, keep punching. Texter writes, Tara, too many people hear war and think Afghanistan, but this would be more like the Gulf War 1990. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm with Tucker and Massey. I think it's great for Israel to take out Iran. The U.S. shouldn't get involved. You are leaning toward the neocon side of the party. No, I am not on the neocon side of the party. At some point, you have to say, you cannot kill the president. You cannot hit our ships 319 times. You don't get to partner with China to target our ships on which our military, our naval officers are sailing. You don't get to kill any more naval SEALs. They killed two in the Red Sea. No more. We had nothing like that going into Iran. And folks, the mistake that, let me differentiate this and delineate this for you, okay? The mistake that we made with Iraq when the Bush regime lied to us about weapons of mass destruction, which they did, was that we went nation building with troops on the ground. We didn't even have drones then. We went nation building with guys with guns. That was just stupid. When we went into Afghanistan, we should have sent a kill crew, a light footprint kill crew, and taken out bin Laden and maybe some of the top Taliban who sheltered him. We didn't need to nation build. We didn't need to spend $7 trillion between those two wars. Why do we do that? Because the fundamentally corrupt Bush regime wanted to hook up their friends. It's that simple. That's not Trump, okay? It's not. Trump's not going to nation build in Iran. We're not sending troops on the ground. We don't even have to because of the tech we have. We don't have to. But we have to do something about this enemy. We can't say, well, we're just going to opt out until they kill the next Republican candidate. Then we'll go, too late. They're already nuclear armed. Too late. Got to be now or never. Texter writes, you need to start playing You Dropped a Bomb on Me going into breaks. We'll see if that's in our audio archive. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Ha! Tara, Trump tells the Ayatollah to go fatwa himself. Yes. That is essentially what Trump is saying. Democrats and some Republicans desperately trying to save their ally, Iran. And look, I get it. I mean, they've spent so much money propping up Iran, starting with the pallets of cash, to work up to the day when they would be marching the streets. Folks, pull back for a minute, okay? Because we didn't have a situation with Iraq. We didn't have a situation with Afghanistan. I'll never forget, after 9/11, the Democrats screaming at George W. Bush, demanding, why it's been weeks, why haven't we taken any kind, why haven't we hit anybody? Where's the response? Hit them. Why? Because they were still American. They still had American interests. Understand what will happen. Will, because we've already seen it this fall. If we do not eliminate the nukes with bunker busters and kill Khomeini, and anyone who even thinks about being the next Khomeini, anyone who even sneezes in that direction. If we do not do those two things, Israel knows this too. They're not going to say it, but Israel knows this too. The second the Democrats get power again, the games will resume. And they'll wink, wink, nod, nod as Iran tries to kill whatever future Republican presidential candidate there is. Maybe this time the future candidate won't turn their head at the last minute. We've got three of their assassins right now in federal custody. Three. Don't tell me that's why it's just Israeli propaganda. No, I just played Trump saying it. He knows. Netanyahu knows. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino may not be telling you the truth about it right now. I think probably because they haven't taken over the FBI fully yet and can't get the documents, which I told you would take months, if not years. They're going to have to fire a lot of people before they can start getting documents given to them. They don't have to run around in circles trying to find secret rooms like they do with the Russian documents. But put that aside. We're going to live in a world where the Houthis hit us, the Chinese do the targeting, which is what happened in April, The Chinese do the targeting, acquire the satellite targets, feed them to the Houthis, and they launch another 319 attacks on us. Democrats will fund the whole thing, $300 billion. And when election season comes, Iran, the borders will be open and Iran will be free to try to kill the next GOP presidential candidate. That is the world you live in. There is no comparison between that and Afghanistan or Iraq. Two completely different animals. Look, there was a time we didn't live this way, and Lindsey Graham was trying to find any crazy reason to hit Iran. I wasn't for it back then. I can remember him saying, a decade ago when I started on the station, well, Iran could maybe put a bomb in a shipping container, so let's go ahead and bomb them. I was like, what? Today, it's totally different. Totally different. And that is because the Democrat Party and Iran have merged and are so comfortable that while Iran is trying to kill President Trump, Democrats are marching in the street. Never forget this. I can't play this clip enough. Marching in the streets, funded by Iran. Again, not me. This is Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, talking about it.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
You know what's so jaw-dropping about that? I lost it at the time. That's illegal. They're a state sponsor of terror. They have the same designation as Al-Qaeda. I mean, okay. Ooh. Of course, that's why when Iran tries to kill Trump, they do nothing. And then, folks, all of that, okay? And then that's why Khomeini needs to die. He needs to be dead. He should have been dead after the fatwa. When he threatened to kill Trump and not Biden while Biden was in office, that tells you everything you need to know. Democrat Party is merging with our enemies. That has been the theme of the show for the last week. Who? China? Who is folks, when China feels comfortable enough to partner with Iran and the Houthis to hit our ships in the Red Sea, both our naval vessels and our container ships, we got to stop this. Israel has to stop this. We have a limited amount of time. One, because we don't want them to have nuclear fissile material. But the other reason to hit us with now, because they're gonna. But the other reason is Democrats will come back in power and another $300 billion will flow Iran's way. And this time, they're going to manage to kill a candidate. Were they going to start killing senators? I don't know why they wouldn't. Democrats will let them, as long as they're Republicans. Turn their head. Put out a strongly worded statement like Joe Biden did. That's it. No sanctions. This is it. Texter writes, today is not different, not our war. Yeah, it is our war. Yeah, it is our war. You don't get to kill us on our own soil. You don't get to do that. You don't get to hit our ships. Texter writes, Tara, one other thing. If you look at my news aggregator on Substack, you'll realize America only has 7 days of armaments left with which to fight China in a war on Taiwan. That's not speculation. That's the world we live in right now. We'll see. We'll see if that's true. Because this merger between the Democrat Party, China, and Iran is the scariest damn thing I've ever seen. And this is how we stop it. And another texter earlier, now I can't find the text saying, why are we even still buying stuff from China? Good question. Every one of their students should be barred from our country. Unfortunately, China controls the world's rare earth minerals. And so Trump was forced in that deal. China said, okay, not going to give all your auto manufacturers the rare earths they need. I'm going to give three of them the rare earths they need, but only for 6 months. And Trump had to agree to let their spies come into the country, 500,000 of them on the visas. That's how much power China has. Trump has 3 years to break the back of that. It's going to be really, really hard. And you start by neutering their key ally, Iran. No more hitting U.S. naval ships. No more U.S. Brigadier General's warning they're going to sink a ship. Yeah, they are. Texter writes, hey, Tara, do you think our money and weaponry sent to Ukraine to deliberately weaken our ability to wage war in our own defense? Yes. And they, of course, wanted to launder the money through there. Unbelievable. Okay. Democrats still desperately trying to save their ally, Iran, and some Republicans trying to help them.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has filed a war powers resolution. This would require congressional debate and a vote before using U.S. military force against Iran.
Questions of war and peace, the most important things up here. And when I came to the Senate in 2012, I told myself if I ever had the opportunity to stop the United States from getting into an unnecessary war, I would do what I can. Israel has a right to defend itself, obviously, and I've supported all the aid packages to Israel. However, I don't think the United States should be at a war with Iran. I think that would be foolish.
But it's not just Kaine. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has also introduced legislation called the No War Against Iran Act. The measure prevents the use of federal funds for military force in or against Iran without Congress signing off. And Republican Congressman Thomas Massie says he's also introducing a bipartisan war powers resolution today. Massie saying this is not our war, but if it were, Congress must decide such matters according to our Constitution. Democratic Representative Ro Khanna is leading the effort with him, and progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she'll be signing on.
So that's where we are. Thomas Massie saying he'll vote with the Democrats on that. Here's Lindsey Graham. No surprise where he is.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for President Trump to take a more forceful position against Iran.
Here's the task at hand. Be all in, President Trump, in helping Israel eliminate the nuclear threat. If we need to provide bombs to Israel, provide bombs. If we need to fly planes with Israel, do joint operations.
And that's Lindsey Graham. All right. Texter writes, I expect the lineup from 10 o'clock on to massively parrot the propaganda they've been fed, but not you. You are massively wrong about this. Step back and think. Overnight, you are now vehemently defending the establishment, Graham, the swamp, and historically wrong Bush cabal's take on regime change and unnecessary war. This is not an unnecessary war. I've laid out the reasons why. And these are not talking points. No one has given me these talking points. In fact, our side isn't even using a really good set of talking points. You don't get to hit our Navy. If you're Iran in partnership with China in April, total of 319 times since 2023, you don't get to try to assassinate our president three times. You don't get to do those things. That is a provocation. If you try to kill the leader of a country after putting a fatwa on him, that's and you have put that on X on your own feed. The Ayatollah did that. It's on. You're at war. Sorry. You don't get to do that. We don't get to go, well, we'll just wait to see if he kills Trump. And then we'll decide. Well, they'll be nuclear armed by then, folks. We have to act now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. BlinDateBlinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.